103.9 WABT. Real rock and roll.
Welcome back to Rockline. Before we hit the phones tonight for Soundgarden, we'd like to take a second to welcome a couple of brand new members into the Rockline family of the best rock stations in North America. We're very happy to welcome the folks listening to Edmonton's only rock, The Bear, 100.3 CFBR-FM up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, checking us out for the first time tonight. Also, to everyone listening to Louisiana's Rock, 92.3 WCKW in New Orleans. We hope to hear from you folks tonight and every Monday night on the only show that week in, week out, gives you the opportunity to speak with the biggest names in rock and roll, Rockline. We are with Soundgarden, and our first call tonight is from Chrissy. She's listening in Austin, Texas to KLBJ FM 94. Chrissy, welcome to Rockline.
Hi, guys. I wanted to thank you for releasing so much on vinyl because I really enjoy collecting it. And I was wondering what prompted you to release so much on vinyl over the years, and will you continue to do so?
Well, probably most of the records we bought over the last 10 years as a band was on vinyl. So we never had any intention of making any records that weren't released on vinyl. It wasn't even really an issue. It was sort of just something we intended to do.
And it's not, and you don't really do it from a collector's point of view, as far as the people who are buying it. But as I recall, Chris, when you were on last time, it sounds better.
Well, yeah,
Ken? Yeah. I do think it is superior audio format, and I think the other guys in the band would agree. And then you get people like Neil Young and Tom Petty who also think that.
Right, absolutely. But, all right, Chrissy, thanks for the call. We're going to stay in Texas now. El Paso is our next stop, 95.5 KLAQ. And Cesar?
Yeah. It's Cesar, go ahead. Yeah.
You're on, buddy.
Okay. My question is, I guess mainly to Chris, how was it to record with Brian May from Queen and then co-writing on Alice Cooper's latest album, Unholy Wars?
They were both pretty distant arrangements. Because, the Brian May thing, he was asked to do the song for the record, and then he asked us if we wanted to contribute, but he wanted us to like, do a live version of We Are the Champions or something, and we didn't really want to do that. So we asked him if he'd be interested in playing on one of our songs, and he was pretty cool about it, but he actually played his parts separately, in fact, in a different country than we did ours. So it wasn't, you know, we didn't really record with them, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And, you know, with the Alice Cooper thing, it was the same thing. There was songs that existed that he was interested in recording, so it wasn't really a collaboration much.
Andy is in Chilton, Wisconsin tonight, listening to the Rockin' Apple 105.7 WAPL. Andy?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I know you guys have probably been asked this a lot of times before, but I'm going to ask it anyway. A lot of bands nowadays are being compared to the famous being thrown upon MTV, and people are saying MTV is the only reason. And I'm going to ask you guys, do you guys think that MTV exploited you or helped you?
Well, probably both. I mean, you know, their programming is basically borrowed from bands and record labels that pay for it, you know, 100% of it. It doesn't cost them anything, at least in terms of the video programming. So it is a total exploitation. But also, to a degree, there's going to be a lot of people that either don't know or don't care to know how to find out about bands in any other way. And if there's a large group of people that probably learned that Soundgarden existed and were interested in something they otherwise might not have ever heard. So,
all right. Do you enjoy doing videos? Is that the whole process?
Sometimes it always kind of seems like it might be cool when you're first sort of talking about the idea, but generally it kind of always ends up not being that much fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not really designed to be fun,
no,
I guess.
It isn't. All right, Andy. Carol is in Seymour, Connecticut, listening to 106 WHCN in Hartford tonight. Hi, Carol. Oh, Carol.
Hi.
You're on.
Okay, hi. I wanted to know, in the song Head Down, what are you trying to say in that song? I'm interested in the meaning. And also any influence, whoever influenced you to write that song.
Well, my tape deck influenced the song. And I don't know what I'm trying to say in it. You tell me.
What do you think the message is, Carol? Oh, Carol?
Yes.
What do you think the message is?
Honestly, I don't know. I just like the music. But I always wonder when I'm listening to it what it means.
Yeah, that's going to happen with us a lot because we don't always necessarily write direct lyrics or, you know, if we write about specific things, sometimes, you know, it can be affected in one line as opposed to, you know, a song about, you know, like Born in the USA.
Mm. All right, Carol, thanks for the call. From 1991's Bad Motor Finger on Rockline, Outshined. Outshined from Soundgarden, who are with us tonight live on Rockline here in Seattle. And now's a good time to remind everyone that we are very excited about our brand new affiliation with America Online. And for those of you already using the service, you can find Rockline online via the keyword Rockline. Once in our area, you'll find, dare I say, a plethora of information about the show.
A myriad?
Or a plethora and a myriad, actually. Also, artist bios, pictures, sound bites, and how you can order Rockline promotions. Emotional ideas and a whole lot more. And if you've never been bitten by a sound, it is truly an experience worth having. Now, if you're not yet speeding on the information superhighway, we here at Rockline can at least get you in the slow lane, as it were. Hey, and if you'd like to try out America Online for 5 hours free, all you have to do is send us a postcard with your name, address, phone number, and whether you use Mac, Windows, or DOS, and send it to Rockline Online Offer, P.O. Box 4383, Hollywood, California, 90078. I'll give you that information again a little bit later on in the show. And while we're on the subject of AOL...
Its bark is worse than its sound bite.
Let's go to...
not that funny.
Let's go to America Online right now. We have a caller whose name is Dig That. I assume that that's a computer name of some sort or another. Anyway, he wants to know, he says that in the past week's Rolling Stone, you guys apparently spent some time with a girl stricken with cancer through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Do you think this is something that rock artists in general should get more involved in? What was the experience like? That sort of thing. Kim?
It's up to them. It's up to the rock artist. Mm-hmm. If they feel... that they should be involved in that or not.
Was this something where the girl, because as I understand, Make-A-Wish, of course, is that for people who have, you know, are serious illnesses of this sort, have a request of something like this. It was that the case here where she went?
Yeah, and we honored that request.
Cool. All right. Any other charities you guys have worked with, gotten involved with, that sort of thing?
Yeah, there are a few others. Let's see. Well, Greenpeace. Hmm. Are they a charity or are they politically active?
Well, perhaps a politically active charity.
Right. We just did a song for a compilation record for Home Alive, which was, I don't know when the record is due out, do you know?
No.
March?
It's like an organization that's going to try and bring women home safely after hours or, you know, late at night. I guess based on what happened with Mia Zapata, who had left a Seattle bar at night, never made it back.
We had Joan Jett on last year, and she talked a little bit about that. And I think she's on this album as well, and Pearl Jam, mm-hmm. and a few others. So, and that do you know if that album's going to be available on a national basis, or is it just in the Seattle area? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it will be. It is for sure. Good.
Okay, great.
Is it going to be on Belltown Records?
No one knows.
A huge blank stare, was it? We're not sure. And it's called Home Alive, which is the name of the organization and the album. So look for that. It's a very worthy cause. We will have more with Soundgarden and more of your phone calls and more music coming up on the Global Satellite Network.